little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Finally, on our list for today, we're going to talk a little bit about drug misuse. So we've got Clyde. And Clyde, we're pretty suspicious. He's had a very patchy... And in fact, he's a new patient in our practice. But we can see from his medical record that he's got a very checkered history of encounters with the medical fraternity. And he's got frequent requests for substances of misuse potential and a history of overdoses and some concerns regarding his relationship with medical services. Perhaps we could ask him some red flag questions.
Okay, Clyde. So thanks for coming in, and I gather you're new to the practice.
Yeah, doctor.
Yeah, okay. And thanks for, you know, coming in with your tummy pain, and we'll see if we can do anything to help. But there's a few specific questions that I would like to just ask about today. Can you tell me, do you use any recreational drugs at the minute, Clyde?
Well, I smoke a bit of weed.
Okay, and any other substances?
Yeah, well, a bit of speed every now and then.
Okay, and do you ever inject any drugs?
Not recently.
No, but you have in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I got in a bad crowd and I tried some stuff, yeah.
Right, and have you ever actually been tested in the past for things like HIV and hepatitis?
Blimey, no, I haven't thought about that.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about your mood, Clyde.
A bit hitty-missy, really. Yeah, not the happiest of characters, really. But I think the cannabis really helps. I think I'm a lot better when I'm smoking.
Okay. And do you have any thoughts of self-harm at the minute?
No, I wouldn't have said so, not really.
Mm. And are you working?
I do a bit of casual labouring and just enough to get a bit of money, not anything regular really, Doc.
Mm-hmm. And who do you live with at the minute?
I live on my own in the hostel at the moment.
Okay, so no children that you're responsible for at the minute then?
Well, I see them every now and then. I wouldn't say I'm responsible for them.
Right, and who do they live with?
They live with their mums.
Okay, and you see them every now and then.
Yeah, the mums aren't very keen on me seeing them, but I do see them every now and then.
Okay, have you ever been in trouble with the police?
Yeah, once or twice.
Have you got a criminal record?
Nah, they've never caught me.
Right.
No. Oh,
okay, and do you drive at the minute?
Not officially, Doc.
Oh, right, so what, do you drive without a licence?
Well, I can't afford it, can I? I haven't got a licence.
What can't you afford?
Well, I can't afford the road tax.
Oh, right, OK. Well, you've got a vehicle, though.
Well.
OK. I'm really running out of the ability to do this, sorry. OK.
Sorry, I'm bowling you googly with that. But, yeah, let's just say he's got a patchy forensic record and he's not willing to share very much of
it
with you.
Okay, Clyde. So I think, you know, you have mentioned that you're using cannabis and a bit of speed, and I know at the minute you've got this tummy pain that you're worried about, and, I mean, I don't know for sure if they're related, but you did mention that you thought that your mood was helped by cannabis. Mm. I mean, how's that been in the past? I mean, have you found that when you've been really low, cannabis has been something that's, you know, helped?
Oh, well, it just chills me out, Doc. I just like using the cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes when people are, you know, using drugs like cannabis, speed, you know, it's useful to get a bit more information about them so that you can clear up any questions you've got about them or get some sort of, you know, accurate information. Because I think actually, you know, sometimes I've seen people who actually find the opposite, and actually cannabis can be something that actually has worsened their mood or even made people really struggle and to the point where they're paranoid or quite unwell.
I get a bit skitsy sometimes, Doc, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there is a website called Talk to Frank, and that does have...
I haven't got access to the web, though, really. Have you got any ideas? I mean...
Well, you can get to the local library and, you know, they can get you online for free. We also have tablets in the practice that, you know, the reception can get you logged on. So even if you sat in the waiting room, they could probably let you use one of the tablets.
Would they trust me?
Oh, yeah, they're for any patient. You just can't take them off the surgery premises.
All right. Okay.
But the library, the same thing. Computers are there. You can use them on premises.
Okay. Yeah, I might be interested in that.
And, I mean, there are lots of clinics in Gateshead for people who, you know, are actually wanting more advice or support around drug use. And if you found that cannabis was something you've become quite, you know, almost dependent on or in need of, you know, certainly there'd be places you could get advice about that.
All right.
And I mean, you did mention in the past you've injected drugs, and I know you seemed a bit shocked about me asking about HIV and hepatitis, but that would be just because we know that people who inject drugs are at higher risk of those viruses. Clearly very difficult to know whether you've been at risk, but, you know, we would recommend that you get along to one of the sexual health clinics for a screening, or if you prefer, we can do screening.
Would you do it here? Because, I mean, I'm not very good at looking after my health, but, I mean, if I got AIDS, I wouldn't be, I can't even think about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't take it too many steps ahead. If you would prefer, we could just do your blood tests here and get that checked.
Would that be all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So I guess we could safety net Clyde?
Yeah, okay. So, Clyde, there's a few things. Because you've previously injected drugs, I'm glad that you're not injecting at the moment, but bearing in mind that you've previously injected drugs, do you know where you can get safe injection equipment from? Because we do have a local clinic, the local walk-in clinic, that offers safe injection materials. So we can provide you with safer materials if you are injecting again. Not that I'm going to encourage you to do that, but it's a confidential service, and here's the details. You can take that away with you today.
Oh, thanks.
But in view of the fact that you've injected drugs before, then it's certainly worthwhile thinking about the risks to your health as a consequence of those previous injections. So you might like to be tested for HIV or hepatitis at this sort of stage. So we can do that either here, or if you prefer to do that confidentially at the GUM service in the middle of town, they'll offer that as a walk-in service, and you won't need any information to come back to your own GP if you prefer it that way. And if you like, we can also do a full health check in terms of your sexual health, so we can do tests for chlamydia and that sort of thing as well. Would that be of interest to you at this stage?
I'll just get them done here, I think.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. So let's make an appointment on your way out to see the nurse, and we'll get those done for you in the next day or two. What about if you still going to inject, it's important that you know what to watch out for, which would suggest a problem when you're injecting. Mm-hmm. So if you find that one of your injection sites gets really hot and tender and swollen, or if you're unwell with a fever and you're shivery or sweaty, then it's really worthwhile us seeing you urgently. So if you're in any doubt, if it's outside of surgery hours, then call 999 or make arrangements through 111 to see the on-call doctor urgently, if that's okay with you. Because of all the health problems that you've got, and the fact that you're underweight and that you don't look after yourself very well, there is always the possibility that you're going to go on to have complications from all of that. So it's worthwhile watching out for that. If you're vomiting repeatedly, let's see you straight away. Or if you've got black tarry poo, we should see you. Or if you've got severe tummy pain, or if you feel as if you might harm yourself, then those are urgent things that we would probably want to be in touch with you as soon as possible about.
Okay.
Do you want to go through any of that, just to clarify anything?
For the audio?
No.
Oh.
Clyde.
I can't even understand you.
It's been a long day, hasn't it? It's now almost quarter past seven, and we're kind of...
We're probably flagging.
We're flagging a little bit.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I can't even, like, get whether I'm going to... No, I think that's fine, Doctor. Yeah. Right, so I think...
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.